I'm Dr. Gina Calvo Sandor, one of the associates at Cheatham County Animal Clinic, located in Ashland City, Tennessee. In high school, I was taught about two different versions of heroes. There was the typical protagonist, but then there was also the reluctant hero, or a character that rises to the occasion when needed. Mid-January, I saw a blurb in the February edition of Bee Culture about needing keepers to speak to the media, and I thought, oh, why not? Let's rise to the occasion. I was not expecting a prompt email reply from Jerry Hayes in less than 24 hours. I was also not expecting to be prompted to write an article. Other than a few brief tidbits about dental health in dogs and cats and the nutritional requirements of herbivorous reptiles, the last prose I've written was probably in my fictional creative writing class in undergrad, well over 10 years ago. So here goes nothing. Now, I'm no Dr. Tracy Ferrone, aka the bee vet, at this point in my beekeeping. I'm her at the beginning of her book, The Baby Stage, aka lots of reading, reading, reading. I joined my local beekeeping association last summer, where I was openly welcomed and invited to inspect hives by Chris and his wife, Heather Banks, who up until January were president and vice president of the association. And I'm a member of my state beekeeping association, but have yet to really interact on that level. I'm also a member of HBVC, the Honey Bee Veterinarian Consortium, and was able to attend last year's conference virtually and obtained about 15 hours of continued education. It is my hope that I will eventually get my honeybee vet certification in the near future, after lots and lots of hands-on experience with the bees. My husband graciously gifted me my first two hives for my birthday, but I may be waiting until a year or so before starting them so that I can make sure I give them the best chance of survival. Speaking of survival, protecting and educating about our livestock, i.e. the honeybees, is a big reason behind my wanting to enter this world. In vet school, I did summer research on the aspects of anthelmintics, aka dewormers, and Homoncus contortus's growing resistance to many of the common dewormers farmers could purchase over the counter, particularly in camelids and small ruminants. I'm seeing a trend regarding varroa, and I hope we don't get to the point of multi-drug resistance, which is where genetics and husbandry really make their debut. That, of course, could make an entire book. And I was instructed to keep this my first bee culture contribution to one half to one page, so another time. I'm reaching out to you, dear reader, to be your conduit, particularly if you're in Tennessee and are shy of the spotlight, but want to have someone that can bring up your issues you may want presented to the media and masses. Ultimately, this is my outlet from the day-to-day aspect of veterinary medicine. I'm doing this because I genuinely care about our honeybees and want to better our planet in the long run. And maybe because I'm also the typical type A veterinarian, whose brain doesn't turn off. You be the judge. We're all in this together, and I want it to be with you.